again, and welcome to a very special edition of the Full Force News Burst, brought to you by GeneralsJoes.com with me as your host, Chris. Honestly, I have no idea what's going on anymore, McLeod, aka Diagnostic 80. On this installment of yet another depressing kind of burst, I am joined by Justin Hell in a Cell Bell to discuss the news of a fraud investigation into Hasbro now. I mean, I can't even.
Yeah.
So without further ado, let's get stuck into this news burst. Hot on the heels of the recent layoffs news, and we have yet another terrible story coming out of the Hasbro camp. This time, it's being reported that a number of investors are not happy and have initiated an investigation into unlawful business activities to Hasbro. The law firms Pomerantz and Rosen have announced that they are looking into claims that some of Hasbro's officers and/or directors have engaged in securities fraud or other illegal activities. The Rosen suit explains that 1. Hasbro's relationship with Toys R Us was becoming increasingly important to Hasbro's business, but Toys R Us was in far worse financial condition than was being publicly reported. 2. Hasbro was experiencing significant undisclosed adverse sales issues in two key markets, the United Kingdom and Brazil, which were negatively impacting Hasbro's efforts to grow sales in those markets. And 3. As a result of foregoing defendants' statements about Hasbro's business and prospects were materially false and misleading and or lacked a reasonable basis at all relevant times. When the true details entered the market, the lawsuit claims that investors suffered damages. The fact that this comes so soon after news of massive layoffs at the company is very bad indeed, and with the annual finance report coming on Monday, this is probably not the last we will hear of weird news from Hasbro. Justin, what do you make of all of this? And isn't it nuts that we were just talking about Hasbro a few hours ago?
No, it's crazy. I think we'll probably find when all said and done that these news cycles are probably in some way at least connected. I mean, you got to figure that, you know, if investors are accusing Hasbro of this, then Hasbro's got to do something to kind of make it up to them, so to speak. Or, you know, so you would think that maybe the layoffs was their way of making up some of those financial woes. But I mean, who knows what's really going on, but
lessening the impact a little bit kind of thing, right?
Yeah, I guess. Yeah. I mean, if they're saying, you know, well, we're cutting these many jobs, we're just going to save us this much money, you know, it's not going to hit your pocketbooks quite as badly as you think. It might be a way they're kind of trying to stop the bleeding, because ultimately, I mean, the problem is if shareholders lose confidence and investors lose confidence, it's going to start showing up in the stock market. And once it starts showing up in the stock market, then Hasbro starts getting into some real trouble. So they're probably desperately slapping some Band-Aids on what hopefully will not be a sucking chest wound. But, I mean, that seems like what's going on, especially with the financials due next week.
I mean, from the kind of surface, if you're not into kind of finance and stuff like that, which I certainly are, I'm not. But, you know, I know obviously Paddy is. I've discussed it with him on the message and stuff like that. And it's one of those things where, and I'm sure you are as well, what with being in business and all that kind of stuff too. But, like, from one of the things that, you kind of look at, you think, well, all right, they're not too, you know, there aren't that many, or the things that are laid out in that lawsuit don't seem that bad. But if you're withholding information that,
right,
you know, to benefit your own, position, I suppose, is what's going on here, then obviously that comes with a lot of problems, and you're setting yourself up then for, I don't know. I mean, how are they even, I mean, it's difficult to really kind of get into without having like all of the facts at hand. And obviously a lot of this that we do is speculatory anyway, and we're just really giving our opinions on what we can see from the surface. But this is bad for Hasbro, isn't it?
Yeah, it certainly does not look good. And I think a lot of this is kind of, it's still swirling around this whole Toys R Us dynamic that happened over the summer with Toys R Us going out of business. And essentially, I mean, what these investors are claiming is that Hasbro was in worse financial position than they let on, that they were so tightly invested with Toys R Us, which was doing much more poorly than Hasbro seemed to indicate to their investors. Like, what I'm suspecting is, you know, Hasbro gives these quarterly reports to their investors and claims, you know, how much money they're making and what their risks are and things like that. And if there was things that Hasbro was not divulging to their investors as a result of Toys R Us business woes and as a result of their shrinking markets in the United Kingdom, because you moved back to the U.S. and single-handedly impacted their bottom line. I mean, that's an issue, and the investors are not going to like that. And they're going to say, okay, is this a pattern of behavior where you're not being completely truthful with the people that are investing their own money in your company? And if that becomes a larger concern, then that's certainly going to start reflecting in the stock market and could lead to some bad situations for Hasbro.
I mean, we've seen some pretty shady business going on in the last couple of months, haven't we? I mean, we've mentioned on the previous burst a few hours ago that and I'm sure as soon as we finish this and I've uploaded it, I'm sure we'll get another story pop up on the AllSpark, which I'm going to give a shout out to. The AllSpark have been kind of, you know, kicking a lot of this stuff out for me to see, like, you know, almost immediately. So thanks to them. But I mean, I'm sure we're going to be seeing more of this stuff. I mean, the reports are coming out on Monday, so I'm going to be glued to my computer screen on Monday because I really want to know, you know, what the ins and outs are. And what's funny is the last report, or one of the quarterlies, I think it was, that came out, really was almost like padding what they were saying with absolute management bullshit speak.
Yeah,
like it didn't feel. Like when as you're reading it, they're like, oh, this is a major issue. But look at this over here. Look at this pretty butterfly. It just felt like tons of distraction elements were put in play in that quarterly report. Like it almost like that meme where, and I've said this to you before, that guy is in, or that little dog or whatever character is sitting in his kitchen just having a drink and everything's on fire. And he's saying, everything's fine. It just feels that felt like what that last report was. And like I said, even though we're talking about billions here, this does seem to have a massive effect, doesn't it? And like you said, if it affects shareholders and they start backing out and investors, then you're in some serious problems there.
Yeah, that's not a good thing. I mean, whether you agree with kind of how the, you know, American capitalist system has evolved over the last several years or several decades, you know, whether or not you kind of agree with it in the whole stock market scenario and shareholders and investors, that, I mean, that's the reality of the situation. And big corporate America knows what they're doing. And if they weren't being completely truthful with investors as they are being accused of, you know, that's not the right thing that they should be doing. And it's going to, I got to figure it's going to reflect poorly in some way. Even just the report of securities fraud investigations happening is probably going to reflect negatively in the stock market. If it's confirmed that it is true, that could be even worse.
I mean, Hasbro need a win now, don't they? They need something pretty big to offset all of this really negative publicity. I mean, layoffs always look bad. But let's face it, layoffs also kind of lead into other things. Like, I mean, I doubt they're going to, you know, there's going to be any kind of talk of bankruptcy here. But I said the same thing about Toys R Us. I was like, nah, that'll be fine. And even when it was at its worst point, I still thought there was a way that they could bring it back. And they've kind of found a way, but like in a very, very shady kind of scenario way where they've just decided, well, forget morals, we'll just do this instead. I kind of feel like, not knowing all the information, seeing all of the, I don't know, almost like the again, this sounds really bad, and I don't mean it sounds really bad, but seeing all the rats exit the ship, you kind of feel like it's sinking. And I don't know, I just, that feels strange to me, because Hasbro still gives off that multi-billion-dollar corporation, and I feel like, you know, do you think that's at risk? Do you think that they are at risk for bankruptcy, or am I talking way too early here?
Yeah, I think you're talking way too early for that. I don't think they're in risk of bankruptcy or anything like that by a long shot. I mean, they've got, you know, some would argue they don't have a whole lot of room to cut, but I think they seem to think they've got room to cut, and they've got room to restructure if they need to. I don't think they're anywhere close to bankruptcy. Of course, if the securities fraud investigation and ensuing weeks cause a stock market nosedive, then who knows? But right now, I don't think there's any real risk of that.
Yeah, I just feel that these things just get worse and worse, and they barrel out of control, and all of a sudden it doesn't exist anymore.
Also, we're pretty invested in kind of Hasbro as a corporation. I haven't even looked to see if this news is being reported on like Wall Street Journal or anything like that. I mean, I'm assuming it's out there somewhere. But, you know, we follow news, Hasbro news, religiously every day, you know, so we're going to be hyper aware of stuff like this coming out. But if it doesn't hit the mainstream media, or if it doesn't hit some larger profile news sites, it may end up being a non-issue. I mean, who knows?
Yeah. Well, that's the other thing as well. Yeah, we don't know massive amounts of details. We just know we know there's a suit, obviously, on a lawsuit has been filed. So we know that that's actually happened. But like you say, these things could happen all the time. And half the time they could just be kept quiet, or
right.
you know, they don't get out or whatever, and somehow, you know, they've just got lucky and it's popped out or something. But yeah, totally true. Anyway, I wanted to quickly run through that with you, Justin, while
sure.
it was fresh, and thank you for jumping on.
Not a problem.
No doubt we will have more to talk about when I get back from CoilCon on Monday. So keep your 10-minute schedule clear for me.
You got it.
Dude, thank you so much.
Sure.
That's it for this installment of the Full Force News Burst. Thank you to my wonderful co-host, Justin Bell. See you next time, hopefully under better circumstances. And as always, full frauds. I mean, full frauds.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, that's staying in. Make sure you get involved with the discussion by liking, sharing, and commenting on these videos. And as always, you can keep up with the show after listening by following on Twitter @TheFullForce, liking the Facebook page, facebook.com/TheFullForce. And if you would like to contact the show, you can message us on either of these platforms with feedback, questions, or to say, who do you think you are? A serious operation now? No, not even close. Look out for more of these news bursts that we are posting on the Facebook page from now on. Full Force.